This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. Lots and lots of nuances in Chicago border trade market prospects. The soybean market is holding up better than the corn market because farmers don't have any soybeans in bins left to sell, while they have been holding on to some corn. USDA forecasts that the soybean supply will get down to a pipeline supply, 120 million bushel, and with its current 2021 crop production forecast, even with more acres and a trend yield, it gets little better in 2022. Many private analysts think that the USDA forecast is optimistic. Grain markets go up when farmers do not own any, and this is about as close to it as it has come with the soybean market. I decided some time ago that I was going to have some soybeans to sell in July, because if soybean processors are going to crush this summer, they're going to have to pay the asking price. I think that the shortage of soybeans in the Midwest is going to prompt some long summer vacations for plant maintenance at crush plants. They need to crush soybeans to make soy oil and soy meal, so if the beans run out, shortages of soy products will follow. I own soybeans and have bought soy meal. They need my beans to be able to make the soy meal. That's a pretty powerful position to be in, the way that I think about it. There are reportedly some cargoes of Brazilian soybeans that will be imported into the United States. USDA has 35 million bushel being imported, probably mostly from Canada and Brazil. They won't reach very far inland to Midwest crush plants. The high made so far in soybeans was $16.77, set by the May contract. July contract high so far is $16.45. It is still my belief that the high for the year will be made sometime this summer for soybeans. Farmers still own some corn, and end users want it. The corn market has gone up while the basis has improved. The appreciating cash in futures markets were delivering diminishing returns in terms of sales, as farmers locked bin doors and just watched prices go up without selling. The end users had bought the corn that they could, using greed as motivation, with the price high reaching $7.75 for the May contract. Ironically, as end users were bidding off the July contract, farmers never had a shot at the high price, with the July contract high set at $7.35. When higher prices no longer buy corn, commercials switch to using fear as the motivation and break the market, attempting to scare producers into selling. With July as the new spot month, the corn market's lost $1.42 from the May high. Funds are driving high market volatility. Fund long liquidation the previous week showed that they did not get caught overextended in the corn market. In fact, their powder is dry. After this break climaxes, farmers will be more predisposed to move some grain on a price recovery. Next up is U.S. growing conditions for the new crop. An evaluation of the current condition would actually be pretty good based on planting date. Crops went in record early, so all they need is moisture. Farmers were able to plant all they wanted. There is a line drawn northwest to southeast that splits the corn belt, where conditions are parched to the north of it, while some areas to the south, such as the Delta, have had too much rain. This weather pattern of dry northern corn belt excess moisture in the southern corn belt has been persistent. However, the Gulf moisture flow has opened northward for a change, and some rain is forecast for the dry northern plains later this week. Some farmers in the northern corn belt had trouble putting seed in moisture and have not gotten enough rain to soak up the topsoil this spring. Here in northwest Iowa, we have not had a soaking rain since for most of a year. We have very little subsoil moisture and very little has fallen from the sky. I think that some planted crops may have uneven germination. We recorded just under 0.2 inches this weekend, with the biggest rain this spring being about 6 to 9 tenths of an inch. Crops here are going to need a lot more water as temperatures warm and they advance in development. As long as the rain comes, our crop prospects would be pretty good. Some expect that farmers planted more corn than they said they would in March. March intentions were less than the trade expected, and they may be missing the fact that a large area of the corn belt where they thought they were going to get more acres is under the drought monitor. USDA is using a trend yield in their production forecast. That is possible. I noted the adage, plant in the dust and the grain bin will bust. We need to see a weather pattern change for that to happen. It has not changed, and the climate scientist that we use is not that optimistic that it will. June-July weather will be exceptionally critical to crops this year. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.